Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I'm just so thankful for my Father, for all the things that He's showing me right now, the strength that He's storing upon me, all the guidance and the understanding and the clarity of the things that He called me about to do in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful that He's showing me different levels of Him. He's showing me different levels that I didn't even know existed. And I'm just so thankful that I didn't know they existed, so I can know this, the truth of Him speaking to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes we have to know the truth of God's voice identification, how His voice sounding, how the layers of His voice sound, the depth of His voice sounding, the correction and the teaching. See, God is not always just rebuking and chastising. He's teaching and training. So you need to know the layers of that. So I'm just so thankful for what my Father's doing in my life right now, so I can continue to walk into purpose and do all the things that He called me forth to do. Hallelujah. Because I'm believing my Father for a lot of things, because He have revealed a lot of things, strong and mighty things that He have inside of me. So I'm believing and I'm laying at His feet and just allowing Him to guide me into grabbing it, remaining it, maintaining it, and taking hold of it. And work walking in a power, love, and a sound mind that He called me to do in His victory over it. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank you, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Lord God, shed Your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to continue to go deeper inside of You, Father God. We want more longing of Your understanding, Father God. Continue to show us Your identification, Father God. Let us know the layers of Your voice, the depth of Your voice, Father God, what You are saying and when You are saying, when You're increasing inside of us, Father God. Let us imply the increase in our life where it's due forth to be applied, Father God. Let us always be joyful and thankful for all the things that You're doing in our life, Father God. So always appreciate Your hand being in our life, for Your covering, for You being our refuge and our protection and our salvation, Father God. We thank You for calling us and approving all things for us to do, Father God, giving us the strength to study, Father God, giving us eyes and ears that can hear and to see, Father God. We're so humbled and honored, Father God. We thank You for giving us the strength to seek Your kingdom, Father God. We thank You for giving us the strength to trust You and believe You, Father God, to have faith, Father God, to know that if we do all things through Christ Jesus, we'll be able to do all things that You called us forth to do, Father God. We thank You for giving us the mind that's the same mind that's in Christ. Hallelujah. We thank You for giving us the strength to be conformed into the image of Christ. We thank You for giving us the strength to understand Your good, acceptable, and perfect will day by day, as layers and layers are released and revelation is released to us, Father God, is revealed to us, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank You for taking the mote out of our eyes so we can take the things out of our brothers and sisters' eyes. We thank You for giving us the strength to look at who You called us to be, Father God, to identify our identity in You, Father God. Hallelujah. And do what You called us to do. And we ask You to continue to allow the Holy Spirit to have His way in our life, Father God. Allow us to decrease so You can increase, Father God. Hallelujah. Have Your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful for all the things that my Father is doing. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful for the joy and the peace that He has stored upon me. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And today's title is called Bread of Identification, because we know that Jesus is the bread of life, and this is what we are called to eat on. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And one thing, a scripture that God has been having me stand on since the beginning of the year. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. He's making it more clear. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. When He gave this to me, I was just in awe, because God has been confirming His word in so many different things that He gave me the strength to reveal it to His children. It's a bread of identification. And Isaiah 43:19 say, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will, shall you not know it, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. When he say, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So he said he's going to do that. And it say, even mean equally balanced. Hallelujah. The synonyms of equal mean the same, identical, like, alike, similar, comparable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He say, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I want to focus on deserts today. Hallelujah. Because the way in the wilderness, when Jesus was guiding the wilderness, God made a way for him. He made a way for him by giving him the word, by him speaking the word, by him having the word. Hallelujah. That's why I say study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when you're in the wilderness process, hallelujah, and the enemy coming at you in the wilderness because you're going through so many different things. See, Jesus was fasting in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, he was on a 40-day fast, but he was led into the Spirit. The Spirit led and guided him there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So right here in Matthew, in Mark 6, we're going to be in Mark 6, and I'm going to break this down more so we can have a clear understanding so you can go and ask your Father to release deeper depths of what he is saying to you also. Hallelujah. Because one thing I am learning, when the word of God is released, it is for everybody that he have gathered there. Hallelujah. But it's different depths of how it's released in their life. Hallelujah. He gives different depths of the revelation and the understanding, but we have to have the relationship with him to understand what he's saying in our life and how it applies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it says in Matthew 6, and this is when Jesus did, I mean Mark 6, I apologize. In Mark 6, this is when Jesus had first sent his disciples out, and he had sent them, and he told them not to take nothing but a bag. He told them not to take no money, not to take nothing, and that he gave them power to cast out unclean spirits. Hallelujah. And when they was doing that, and Jesus was doing his thing, this is when Herod, the one that had killed and beheaded John the Baptist, he seen all the things that Jesus was doing, and he thought he was John the Baptist resurrected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in 31, I'm going to start at 30, it say, and the apostles gathered themselves together to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. Hallelujah. So they came back and told Jesus what they had done and what they had taught. See, one thing we need to understand, when God gives us the power to do something, he have us heal and bring deliverance, but he also teach too. Hallelujah. So they said what they have done and what they have taught. When Jesus was here, Jesus always was in the temple somewhere talking, or outside somewhere talking, but he also healed and delivered and made and took out unclean spirits and he made people whole and brought deliverance, but he also taught too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said, I don't say nothing that my Father didn't say, because he was teaching people stuff that they didn't know about God. See, they thought they knew God by following the law and doing certain things, but they didn't know God, and Jesus was teaching them, introducing them to what they didn't know. Hallelujah. So when God called you to do some work, he is sending you forth to teach things that people did not know about him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why you have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I say nothing of myself. You have to say what God called you to say, because God knows what people have not been taught yet. God knows the word that needs to be released so the increase can come inside, because God knows where everybody been planted and watered at. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it say, and they said that, and Jesus said to him, come you yourselves apart in a desert place and rest a while. This is what really jumped out to me when I seen it. Jesus say, come you yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. So they didn't even have no time to eat. So he say, come yourselves apart into a desert place. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah 43:19, and I will make rivers in the desert. Rivers is a representation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what allows us to use the gifts that God gave us. The Holy Spirit is allows us to get the directions, the strategies, and all the things that God have for us is rivers. It's saying Psalms 1, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. You will bear fruit in this season. Your leaves will never wither, and everything you do shall prosper. Hallelujah. So when you by the rivers of water is when he say, I'm going to make rivers in the desert, in the dry place. Hallelujah. Because he knew that his disciples needed rest. Hallelujah. So he say, go into the dry place, the desert. Hallelujah. Some of you are in your desert. desert right now, hallelujah. And God is giving you rivers of rest, but he's giving you the strength to rest in that, because now you know how to. You've just been led out of the wilderness. See, in Isaiah 43, you're led out of the wilderness, hallelujah. You was led in a way where the enemy kept attacking you, and you was growing strong in the word because you giving him back the word, hallelujah. Now God is allowing you. He say, cast your cares on me because I care for you, hallelujah. Thank you. He allowing you to rest inside of him. He is allowing you to be guided inside of him, hallelujah. So he say, go to the desert place. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. They went to the place that God called them in a ship privately. They was privately. They was by themselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the people saw them departed, and many knew him and ran afoot there out of all the cities, and out went them and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw many people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Hallelujah. So they seen the disciples going into the ship, into a desert place. So they went before, because they knew anywhere that the disciples was, that Jesus was going to be there too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing you need to understand, when a person knows that God is inside of you and you're working and you're doing the will of God, hallelujah, they don't mind going to the places, and they don't mind going to the desert places, hallelujah, because they know God is inside of you. Hallelujah. But this is one thing I want you to get understanding, is Jesus told them to go into the desert place, and he told them to go privately because they were supposed to get rest. Hallelujah. So when you are doing and being led by the Spirit of God, see, when Jesus was in the wilderness, the Spirit led him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now right here, the voice of God was leading them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Spirit is what listens to God. Hallelujah. And the voice of God is what comes directly to you. It's coming through the Spirit, but it's a different form of communication, and we need to understand that sometimes it's the Spirit leading you, because the Spirit knows what God's will is, and it's in alignment with what God's will is. But sometimes God's voice would just come through some stuff. It's coming through the Spirit power, but it would come right to you, hallelujah, and tell you directly what to do. Like Jesus was at the mountain of transfiguration, hallelujah, and when God said, this is my son who I am well pleased, hallelujah, God did not speak through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit that was leading and guiding Jesus. God came and spoke out his voice directly to them, hallelujah, and God would do that through the personal relationship. You will understand as God speaks to you, hallelujah. Sometimes God just come boldly and speak, and that's how he wants us to speak. And a lot of the times God just come through the Holy Spirit, because it's saying God is a spirit. See, the Spirit says nothing that it is. The Spirit only says what it hears, hallelujah, and the Spirit leads and guides you by what it hears. But God will come directly to you and tell you some things, hallelujah. So you just need to know that that's a deeper layer of teaching, and I will teach on that if the voice of God allow me to go deeper into that. I don't want to get too much into that, because it'll go all the way off topic, because it's different layers, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you want to know different layers of it, you can email me, hallelujah, on my page, God's Real Message, and you just send email, and I'll send you deeper understanding. We can go into teaching like that. And it says that, and when the days was now far spent, hallelujah, it say, and he began to teach many. So at the time, Jesus was teaching many right then and there, hallelujah. And it say, and when the days was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. So they acknowledged that this was a desert place the first time. The first time Jesus say, go into the desert place and rest for a while. So he was telling them, go into the desert place. And then they was on the ship, and they went into the desert place privately. So he told them to go into the desert place and rest. And then they got on the ship and they went there privately. And then the disciples acknowledged that they was in a desert place and the time was far past them. Hallelujah. He say, send them away that they may go into the country round about, into the village, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. Hallelujah. So his disciples were saying, send them into the country so they can buy themselves bread, because we're in the desert place. When desert means of a number of people leave a place, causing it to appear empty. Hallelujah. But it say it caused it to appear empty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're in a desert place, it look like it's empty, but it's really not. Because he say, I will get in rivers in the desert. Rivers is a representation of the Holy Spirit. As long as you have the Holy Spirit, you're never empty. Hallelujah. It might appear like that if you look on the outside, if you're on the outside and you're looking at the situation, the things that's happening. Hallelujah. But God say, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall it not spring forth? Shall you not know it? Hallelujah. When it talks about in 1 Corinthians, you look through a glass face to face, and then you will know as you are known. Hallelujah. So the rivers in the desert, in a place where it seems like it's empty. Hallelujah. That's why the title is called Bread of Your Identification. Identification is the action or process of identifying someone or something, or the facts of being identified. Hallelujah. So Jesus was trying to get them to identify, hallelujah, someone or something, a person's sense of identity with someone or something. He wanted them to know the sense of their identity with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he was even. Even is equally balanced. He wanted them to know that y'all are sons of God now, because it says in John's 1 that he blessed us to be sons of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to John's 1. I didn't have him. He say now, in John's 1 and 12, he say, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. So those who believe, he gave power to become sons of God. So because you believe, you have the power to become sons of God. So now you are even. He say, I will even make a way in the wilderness, just like he made a way for Jesus in the wilderness. The Spirit led him in there, and Jesus gave the devil the word of God back. So when you are in your wilderness, hallelujah, when you are led in the wilderness, God will give you the word of God that you need to speak back to the devil that's coming at you, because we have to realize that we do greater works than what Christ did. So the word of God that we have to speak back to the enemy that's coming to destroy us and get us off track with God will be different than what Jesus had to say. It might be some of the same things, because Jesus only gave him 3 verses. The devil came to him 3 times, and Jesus had to tell him 3 different things. So he might come 3 times, but it might be different things of the word of God that you have to present him from. Hallelujah, because it's according to what God have you assigned to do here on earth. See, Jesus was meant to set everybody free. We're not meant to set everybody free. Jesus' blood was to set everybody that receives him free. Hallelujah. We are assigned to certain people. Hallelujah. So it's certain words that we are called to speak to the enemy to let him know that God is the head. Hallelujah. That we're not eating off of just bread alone, but we're eating off of every word out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, the bread is Jesus. The way you know who Jesus is by the Holy Spirit. But we eat off of every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And that's how God comes and speaks. Hallelujah. Go back to what I was just saying, how the one is the Holy Spirit come. The Holy Spirit only says what is said, what God tells him to say. Jesus was the bread. The way we know who Jesus is, Jesus says, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that comes to me. Hallelujah. It testifies about me. Hallelujah. It brings back to remembrance who I am. It tells you what I said to you. It will bring back to remember everything I said unto you. That is the bread. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, who Jesus was, the Spirit of God here in form, in physical form. Hallelujah. That's why I say the second Adam was a life-giving spirit, a living spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And every word that proceeds out the mouth of God, God will come and give you some words just to proceed to tell you what you're called to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they was in a desert place, hallelujah, and the rivers in the desert, the Holy Spirit will give you the things in that empty place, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that appears empty, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will release what is meant to be said right now, hallelujah. It will give you the bread that you need to eat, the flesh that you need to become, because one thing we need to understand, Jesus say, this bread is a representation of my flesh. Jesus was the word of God. He was the word in flesh, hallelujah. So as you are eating the bread, hallelujah, when you are in the rivers, when you're in the wilderness, you're eating the bread. Hallelujah. You can't just live off bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God, you eating off the bread, the flesh of who God calls you to be. When you eating the bread of Christ Jesus and you letting the Holy Spirit release to you and letting it say to you and do all the things that the Holy Spirit is releasing because God has said it, and then you eating off of what God's word is, hallelujah, you becoming the flesh that you're called to be in at every season and every situation. When you're in the wilderness, you're the bread that you're called to be, the flesh that you're called to be. You might be called to be the flesh of strength. strength, because Christ was the flesh of everything. Hallelujah. He was here, but he sinned not. Hallelujah. So he was the flesh of being perfect. Hallelujah. He was not sin. Hallelujah. He had compassion. Hallelujah. He was the power of God. He was the sound mind of God. He was the authority of God. In some situations, you got to be the power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you have to be the strength. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to be the refuge. Hallelujah. So you just got to allow Christ to show you what flesh, what bread is you eating that day, what part of the Holy Spirit is overpowering you, is consuming you, allowing you to do the will of God that day. Hallelujah. As the voice of God, as you're not just eating on the bread, you're not just being that flesh, the word that he called you to be, but you're speaking what the word of God, every word that proceeds out the mouth of God, you're speaking what God called you to speak. You're bringing it to manifestation, revelation, and understanding that was not here on earth. The revelation and understanding is due forth in this season, that's here on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said to his disciples in John 16, it's certain things that I cannot say to you right now because you don't understand. It's certain revelation and understanding that he's releasing to us right now, that we are called to bring forth here on earth, that we are called to speak, hallelujah, and bring the good and acceptable and perfect will of God here on earth. So it say, he say, send them away because we have nothing to eat. And he answers and says to him, give them to eat. And they say to him, shall we go and buy 200 pennies worth of bread and give them to eat? He said to them, how many loaves have you? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when they had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. It say he looked up to heaven and he blessed and he broke the loaves. Hallelujah. See, anything that you do, when God has you come into contact, you always got to look up to the hills from which cometh my help. And you got to bless it unto God, because it's something that you need God to do the work on. It's something that you need God to bring the miracle, because it looks like it's empty. A desert place. Jesus sent them to a desert place where it looked like it was empty, where God is sending you to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It looked like it was empty. Whether they know it or not, they was being led by the Spirit into the desert place. Just like Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, they was being led by the Spirit. Jesus was the Spirit of God. Jesus was the visible image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. So they was led by the Spirit because they didn't have the Holy Spirit inside of them then. The reason they was able to do the things that they did because they had Jesus with them. Hallelujah. That was the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Jesus hadn't descended yet for them to even receive the Holy Spirit for them personally, for them to personally have a relationship with God. So what Jesus said, that was the Spirit of God leading them. So the Spirit of God led them into the desert. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God have led you into the desert, in a place where it seemed like it's the hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's telling you to feed. Hallelujah. And you saying, well, it's empty. Send them somewhere else. This is a desert. This is an empty place, a dry place, but it's something within. He want to show you a miracle. He want to show you things that is inside of you that you can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He want to show you his hand, his power, and his authority that's within you. Hallelujah. Because you have the Spirit of God inside of you, and you have power and authority, and you have the strength to do what he called you to do. But do you believe? Do you believe? Do you trust that your Father can do what he said he was going to do? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, one thing I'm so thankful for is that God allows me to see his hand in so many different ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, I'm thankful for that, because can't nobody tell me he's not real. Can't nobody tell me that God is not in my life. Can't nobody try to make me think that because things is not happening the way they think it should happen, that I'm not being obedient to God, or I'm not doing what God called me to do, or I'm not doing it the way it's supposed to be done, because my Father is steady confirming me. He's steady confirming things and letting me know to stay in alignment with me, because this is my will. Don't go out of my will and get to doing your will, and then you get everything all messed up. No, you stay in my timing, because I know who you need to come in contact with. I know what you need to go through. I know what you need to see. Hallelujah. I know what you need to comprehend to be able to go deeper inside of me. And God knows the same thing about you. God knows where you need to go. God knows what you need to do. He knows what you need to come in comprehension with. He knows what you need to understand. He knows the wisdom and the knowledge that you need to gain. Would you trust him to believe that he knows?
Your God knows. Trust that he knows. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he blessed them and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples and set before them. And the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the 12 baskets full of fragments and the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And the meeting he constrained them. I'm going to stop right there. So it say it was 5,000 men that ate of this. They ate of this bread. They ate of these loaves that they thought it was an empty place. It's so many people that can eat out of the bread that God has within your hands, within your reach, within where you are, the bread of your identification, the identification of Christ is in you, the rivers in the desert, hallelujah, the rivers of the Holy Spirit of what God has inside of you to produce enough for what they need. But you have to look up to heaven and you have to bless it unto God. You have to look unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. So you have to look for God. See, God been putting in my spirit, can I help you? Hallelujah. Can God help you in this season? When this desert where he told you to go to, and people saying that's a dry place, that you, God is not blessing you there, God's hand is not there, it looked like it's empty, but God sent you there, hallelujah, because he wants you to produce out of that place. He wants you to see that I'm here with you, that I sent you here, that my voice, you are led by the Spirit in here. Now you got to listen to every word that comes out the mouth of God. You got to allow the Spirit to guide you, and you got to allow the Spirit to release every word that comes out the mouth of God to do what I called you to do, and to do it the way I called you to do it. Will you listen? Will you go? Will you produce everything that you need to produce? Because it looked like you got a little, but you really got a lot. It's going to feed a lot. It's going to feed a lot because they needed what was there. See, sometimes you think people need to be fed with a lot and big. See, you think some people think they got to do stuff so big and spectacular just to feed people. Jesus fed these people off of 5 loaves and 2 fishes because the 5,000 people, they were satisfied and they was already full from just being in the presence of the Lord. So when you draw people in the presence and the God lives inside of you and he's in the midst of you, they're going to be already full and took capacity by just hearing his word. Hallelujah. And when you give them what God has produced out of that, out of the word, out of the presence of who he is inside of you, and you release and be obedient and do what God called you to do, the little that you have will be enough for the people that sit there in front of you, for them to sit in the, he say they sit in ranks of 50. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's saying they set by ranks of hundreds and by 50. So it was different ranks that they set by. But it was enough for everybody because they was already halfway full because they had already received the word of God. Hallelujah. They already was in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they were drawn in the presence of the Lord, and then you gave them loaves and the fishes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You gave them what they needed. The fishes, Jesus told his disciples, come and I will teach you how to be fishers of men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to teach you how to fish for men. I'm going to teach you how to fish for the souls. Hallelujah. He gave them bread. You gave them Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you giving the fish the food that they need. Hallelujah. If we call to be fishers of men, these are souls that we're calling for. So we're giving the souls what they need because we're listening to the voice of God, and God is releasing to them what they need. You might think they need a lot because you're looking on the outside of the man. God don't look at the outside. He look at the heart. He knew exactly what their heart needed to be fed. But right here is a parable talking about their bellies need to be filled. But we need to go into a deeper spiritual understanding. God knows what their heart needed to be filled with. God knows the word that they need to hear. God knows what needed to be released right there in that dry place for them to go deeper inside of what God was already saying to them when he gave them the bread. Jesus, when Jesus came and spoke to them, but he put them in front of you on an assignment. You think because you're in an empty place that you're not capable of doing that, but God is going to release the word that's meant for them to hear, for them to be able to go deeper and be satisfied and fulfilled in that dry place. Because one thing we need to understand, the Spirit led his disciples, Jesus led his disciples to the dry place, to the desert. Hallelujah. But also the people that was there eating was also in the desert. But they needed Jesus to feed them and teach them the word. But they also needed food to teach them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they need, they hear the word. They need the bread of identification, but they also need the voice of God, and God is speaking through you. So you need to feed them in a dry place. Don't get so focused on you being in the desert, but know that he's giving you rivers in the desert. He's giving you Holy Spirit understanding and guidance for you to go and do all the things that he called you to do. I thank you for joining me on God's Written Message tonight. I pray that you receive the word of God and that you go deeper and say, those that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Don't get frustrated because you feel like you're not doing enough. You are. All of y'all is in a desert, but God have a work inside of you, and he called you to be the greater work in this season because he's giving you rivers in the desert. Holy Spirit understanding and guidance and revelation and wisdom and knowledge and strategies. He's giving you a prayer life to know how to pray. And you pray for ask for what the souls need, not what you think they need on the outside, but what God knows they need in their heart. Hallelujah. Join me Friday on God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone have a blessed holiday weekend. Love on your family and loved ones and know that God always loves you. You feel like you don't have no one, you have God. You have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that set us free, that came down here and shed his blood, died and rose again so we can be free, so we can live, and we can have the abundance life that God called us to have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you are somebody, and God is using you. And don't give up. Hallelujah. Because God, he is in you, is greater than he is in the world. Join me Friday. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray harder. Hug, love, my love.